Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have another Siyum in 301. Aiki has a Siyum on Mishnah Yisayeder Moi. Meshuvah Tzah Rav Nevensal Shlita. It's a very big covet, mechus and covet for us that Rav Nevensal is here to join us in the Siyum. Aiki.
So, in the last Mishnah of Chagiga, talks about how because on the Chagim the Amei Aretz would come and also do the Korbanos and the Beit HaMikdash, they would have to make the Kelim Tahor. And so it talks about how you do that. Ketzad ma'avirim al taharat azara, matbilim et hakelim shayu b'mikdash. And so how would they go about removing the kelim from the azara in order to make them tahar? And they would remove them and they would tovel them, all the kelim, in the Beit HaMikdash. V'omrim lahem izharu shelo tigu b'shulchan. So the Kohanim would tell the Amei Aretz Kohanim who were working in the Beit HaMikdash over the Chagim to be careful not to touch the Shulchan because they'll make it Tame, and removing the Shulchan would be a big deal. Kol HaKelim Shehayu B'Mikdash Yesh Lahem Shneim U'Shlishim She'im Nitme'u HaRishonim Yaviu Shneim Tachtehem. So all the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash would have second and thirds. If one of them became tame, they would bring a replacement. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash teunin tevila chutz mimizbeach hazahav mizbeach hanechoshet mipnei shehen kekarka divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And so Rabbi Eliezer says that kelim in the Beit HaMikdash needed to tovel them, except for the mizbeach hazahav and mizbeach hanechoshet. Because they're considered like karka, and karka, things that are karka don't become tame. And the chachamim omrim mipnei shehen mitzupin. But the chachamim disagree. They say the mizbeach zahav and mizbeach hanechoshet can become tame because they're covered in metal. They're plated with metal. Hadron alach seder moed, hadron alan, daitan alach seder moed, the daitach alan, la nitz neshe minach seder moed, velo nitz Neshe minan lo be'alma haden ve'lo ba'ma date. Ha'arav na adonai Eloheinu et divrei Torascha b'finu b'fi amcha b'Yisrael v'nei kulanu anachnu v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzei amcha b'Yisrael kulanu yodei shemecha v'lomdei sorasecha lishma mo'ivai tachakmeni mitzvasecha ki l'olam hi li yihi libi tamim b'chukecha l'man lo evosh l'olam lo eshkach b'chukecha Pikudecha ki vam chayisani baruch ata Adonai lamdeni chukecha. Amen, 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 salav ha'ed. Modeh ani lefanecha Adonai lahai v'lohi v'sai ששמתיה חלקי מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמתי חלקי מיושבי קרנון שאני משכים והם משכימים. אני לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברי בתהילים. אני עמל והם עמלים. אני עמל ומקבל שכר והם עמלים ואין המקבלים שכר. Ani rat vehem ratzim, ani rats the chayel amaba, vehem ratzim liv air shachar, shachat, shenemar vata Elohim toridem liv air shachas, anshe damim umerema lo yechatsu yemehem vani evtach bach. Yerzon mufanecha adonai lohai velavasai, kishem she azartani lisayem, seder moed kent azreni lehischil, sederim acharim lisayman. ללמוד ולמד בתוך הרחבה, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי סמוד תורסך באהבה. בזכות כל התנאים ותלמידי חכמים הנזכרים בסדר מועד, בכל הספרים שלמדתי, יעמוד לי ולזרעי, שלא סמוש לתורה הקדושה מפי זרעי וזרע זרעי מעתה ועד עולם. ויקוים בי מקרא שכתוב בהיסהל שמלכך תנחי עושך ושכתך תשמור עליך והקיצוסה היא תשיחך כי וירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנוס חיים אורך ימים במינה ושמאלה עושר בכבוד אדוני עוז למו ייתן אדוני ברך שמו בשלום.
Kadisha Hadin Vidi Bahol Asar Vasar, Yelahorn Lahol Shalama Rabah Hina, the Chista Rahamin, the Chain Arikin, and Zone Rizbe, for Kana Min Kadaman, Abuhon Di Vishmaya Vara, Vimuamen, Ishlamarabam, Shemayan, the Chain, Tovim Alain of Alkoisha, Vimuamen. A session of Ramav, who is a session of Alain of Alkoisha, Vimuamen.
Okay, so we always start the next sefer that we're learning.
And
that's a
minute. I'm doing a Seder Nashim and starting from Kesuvos because I already did Yevamos. Betula niset liyom harivi v'almana liyom chamishi shepamayim b'shabbat batei dinin yashvim bayarot. V'yom hasheni v'yom hachamishi she'im haya lo ta'anat besulim haya mashkim l'beit din.
Mazel tov. Toy Rasa Shem Timima. Everyone makes yumim and simchas
Amen.
Thank you, Ralph.
Tefillah. We work and they work. We work and get schar, and they work and they don't get schar. So, the Chofetz Chaim asked a question in his Perush on the Chumash, which is, it's not true. Let's say a person is a shoemaker, he gets paid. A person is a tailor, he gets paid. So what do you mean we get paid, they don't get paid? Other people get paid for their work. So that's a good question. So the Chofetz Chaim gives the answer, and the answer, this is the word, is amelim. We work, we get paid for the work. In many disciplines, you get paid for the results. Let's say a person is a shoemaker, and I need a pair of size 9.5 shoes. And he makes a pair of shoes size 14, like for a clown. I'm not going to pay him for that. I have to order 9.5. Person wants a suit size 54, and you make him a 48. It's going to pop open. So, in many areas of life, the results matter, like, is the main thing. In Torah, the main thing is the effort. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. You get schar for the effort. The people that put the work in, the effort, and you get schar. You can sit down and learn a Tosfos and spend an hour, and you don't get it, and your schar is the same as Rav Nevensol, who learned for the hour and figured out Kedushin. Well, it's not the same because he's learning harder, but assuming someone else who's learning hard. Now, obviously, you want to get it. You want to get it. And if you're learning, then you're not getting it, so you want to try to work on trying to get it if you can. The main aspect of learning is the effort you put in. And that's what you get paid for, the effort, not for the result. That's number one. Now, number two, it happens to be the MSs, the guys that do the work, that the results come. Amelus means working hard. Amelus means being consistent. One of the most exciting parts of a Siyum is when you make a Siyum, it means I did it every day. A couple, we push Mishnayos here, 2 Mishnayos a day, 4 Mishnayos a day. I don't want to embarrass Gavi too much because his father's here, but since Gavi, I come here at 9:30, 9:25. He's always here with his Mishnayos. He's always in there every day. Whatever, okay, B'zat Hashem. So he'll make a Siyum at some point whenever the time comes. But that's what happens. Yes. Guys, the key to success in learning, the key, more important than how smart you are, is consistency. If you put in the time every day, just today we were learning in Tosfos, Josh Rosenberg's in the middle of these strange Mishnayos in Shabbos, but the topics are similar. Because he knows the Mishnayos in Shabbos, he's more familiar with the Torah's one big unit. So when you make a siyum, if you put the effort in, the results come. Aiki, shkoyach, a beautiful siyum on Seir Amoi. Now, that's number one. Number two, Rav Nevensol Shlita, when he spoke, he said a couple of things. Number one, he said, don't stop with Moed. He said, learn the other Masechtas too. And he said, there's a lot of Kachim already in Moed. So you have a Kachim already, he said. You learned a lot of Kachim already. There's Kachim in Moed already. And don't stop at Moed. Become a big Talmud Chacham. And then he said something, he said a joke, but I'm not sure all the guys got it. There's a famous comment that they, from the Gra and others, that when you join a Siyum, and you're Mesamech, the guy making the Siyum, so the Gra is a vort, that you get schar like the guy who made the Siyum. You get the same schar as the guy who made the Siyum. He says it from the word Siyum. This is a good vort. The word Siyum is as follows. It's like in Hebrew, the letters are words, like Samach. Samach is a word. Samach, Yud, Vav, Dav. So we say Samach, but when you, a Samach has a mem ches in it also. You know what I'm saying? You just write a Samach, but the Samach, like in English, the letter A is the letter A. The letter Z is the letter Z. There's no word there. But in Hebrew, like it's a word, like mem. Mem is mem, mem. Mem, so it's a word, mem, mem. So there's a part of the letter which you see, and the part of the letter which you don't see. So let's say the Samach. What do you see of the Samach? What do you see? The Samach. What's hidden inside the Samach? Mem Chaf. So Yud, you see the Yud. What's inside the Yud? Vav Dalet. Vav is Vav Vav, Mem is Mem Mem. So these are the only four letters in the alphabet that what you see and the hidden part are the same gematria. Psst. Samach is 60, Mem and Chaf is 60, Yud is 10, Vav and Dalet is 10. Vav and Vav are the same, Mem and Mem are the same. That's interesting. So the Gra said, the message is that when you make a Siyum, you have the guy that's the learner, he's the Gnigla, you see him. Then you have the people who just come and join in. They didn't do the learning, they come and join in. And they join in with the guy who did the learning, they get the same schar. Now what that means is unclear, because why do they get the same schar? That's a good question. But that's what the Gra says. So Reb Nemetzal quoted that. But then he said, getting the schar doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham. The guy that learns is a Talmud Chacham. So it's very nice to join the Siyum and make a party, which is good. And you get the schar, but that doesn't mean you get the knowledge. So he said, it's good to join, but it's better to do the actual learning. Okay. Point number three. We saw a couple of guys here were witness to something. I have this in my books in the footnotes. It's fabulous to see. Reb Nemetzal was sitting in his chair, and there was a Gemara over here with a pencil on it. So he got up and he took the pencil off, and then he went back to sit down to learn. You saw that? A couple of guys saw it? Okay, so what's that about? So it's about Kavod HaTorah. And the idea is as follows. The Torah says, cursed is the one who's not making the Torah. Ashol Yakim es HaTorah. What's the special curse? It's in Parshas Kisavo. So the Ramban says, cursed is the one who doesn't lift up the Torah, he doesn't do Hagba properly. That if you do Hagba, you don't know how to do it, you do it the wrong way, the Torah almost falls, you know, you're not strong enough, whatever, that's bad. So don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't do it unless you're able to do it. So what's the big deal of not doing Hagba properly, that you get a curse? So the Ramban says, and the Rav Nemetzal explains it further, it's Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah. That if a person misdoes Hagba, so it's a zilzal in the Torah, it's a bizayon, so therefore you get a curse. So Rav Nemetzal then says, so we should take Kavod HaTorah seriously. And he says, Kavod HaTorah is trying to do things to remember it. What? I'm sorry? Oh, very good. I'll cover Rav Nemetzal, yeah. So Kavod HaTorah. So for example, we saw today, for example, Reb Nemetzal got out of his chair to take a pencil off. If Reb Nemetzal sees a pencil on a sefer, so it's not proper, so he'll take it off. So there were some years that guys wanted to see that, so they put pencils on the sefer, took out their cameras, and when he took it off, they got the little video. All right, whatever. That's the YouTube generation. But anyway, but it didn't happen today. No, they did it from work. They wanted to see Reb Nemetzal. They wanted to get the video, so they have it. So that's Kavod HaTorah. Another Kavod HaTorah is writing things down. Rav Nemetzal says that as follows, if a person had a patent, this is a perfect, a person had a patent of a certain invention worth $1 million, what would you do with that? You'd write it down, you'd make a copy, you'd save, you'd back it up on iCloud, you'd put it in a safe deposit box, you do a lot of things. So you hear an idea of Torah, you don't write it down? If you felt Torah was worth $1 million, you'd write it down? So Reb Nemetzal pushes people to, if you hear something new, write it down. It's a good idea, by the way, to jot it down somewhere. You could type it somewhere into your phone or something. Something to remember, make a note. I began doing this around 20 years ago, and it would have been better if I started 30 years ago, because a lot of things I forgot, unfortunately. Things I heard, beautiful ideas, and I don't have them anymore. And it's a problem. So you find some system of writing things out. So Reb Nemetzal writes in a sefer. It's the only place he writes this. This is a terrifying sentence. Reb Nevinsal writes, Es cha ta'ai nimaskir hayom. I'm going to mention my sins today. Reb Nevinsal doesn't do sins, and he's not going to talk about them in public, so what sin is it? Reb Nevinsal learned in Panovich by Shmuel Rozovsky, and he said, I went to Shir, and I took notes most of the time, and the times I didn't take notes, I remember most of those Shirs, but there are some Shir, if I didn't take notes, I don't remember them anymore. So, and he says, I don't have them. See, Reb Nemetzal says, those are his chatoim. So that's what he writes in one of his sefarim. So the message for us is, we should, number one, this is the main point, we should value Torah as being precious, as being priceless. It's worth more than $1 million. You learn a line of Torah, it's more than $1 million patent. That's not how we view it, but that's what it is. That's how we should view it. And number two, do something to remember things, to write it down. So the idea of like writing it down and trying to do things to remember what we learn, that's part of Kavod HaTorah.